Victor. I knew he wasn't in the castle anymore.
The monk gestured lightly, and Prince Victor's face filled the view.
Are you sure that is Victor, Your Highness? All my magic indicates that Prince Victor has not left Castle Midnight.
Of course that's him. Do you think I don't know my own brother when I see him? I should have had him killed when he was still safely in exile.
He was no threat then, Your Highness. He had no allies of any worth, save for Sir Gawain.
Well, he's got allies now. I don't know what they've been out looking for, but it must have been bloody important for them to leave the castle at this time. Maybe they've found a clue as to where the crown and seal are hidden. And if they get to them before we do...
They won't, Your Highness, if you allow me to deal with them. You've seen for yourself that assassins are not the answer. The mercenaries you sent were no match for Gawain and Roderick. But if I were to use my arts...
Do it. Do it now.
The sun had been up an hour, and the rain had finally stopped. It had been raining all night, and Jordan had begun to wonder if it would ever end. The early morning felt sharp and fresh after the storm, and the rich scents of earth and grass and heather lay heavily on the air. A few birds were calling to each other out in the heather, and Jordan glared in their general direction. Roderick had kept the party moving all through the night without a break, despite the storm, and as far as Jordan was concerned, the rest of the world had no business sounding so cheerful when he felt so lousy.
All right, let's hold and warm up for a moment.
Roderick didn't know it, but he was lucky to be alive, because if he hadn't called this halt, Jordan would undoubtedly have killed him.
Argent, come with me and help me hobble the horses.
I'll gather some fuel for a fire.
Infuriatingly, none of them seemed particularly bothered by the long ride. Jordan scowled. It was going to be a rotten day, he could tell. He knew he ought to really be doing something to help the others, but he couldn't seem to summon up the energy. He hated missing his sleep. Finally, he moved over to help Roderick remove the saddles and gear from the horses, on the ground that it looked like the least work he could get away with. Besides, if he didn't do something soon, they'd probably make him dig the latrines. Roderick nodded shortly to him, but he didn't seem particularly appreciative of his help.
Nice morning.
Indeed.
Do we have much farther to go before we reach Castle Midnight?
Quite a way.
Have you been this way before?
Be a good chap and stop bothering me, Jordan. I've got work to do. Why don't you go for a little walk or something?
It was the long-suffering patience in Roderick's voice that annoyed Jordan the most. It was the kind of voice a harried adult used with an overactive child. Still, never let it be said that the great Jordan was one to push himself in where he wasn't wanted. He turned away and then stopped as he saw Robert Argent coming toward him. He smiled at the merchant determinedly. He was going to have some friendly conversation this morning if it killed him. After a whole night's traveling in the cold and the rain, he felt he was owed a little friendly conversation.
Good morning, Robert. Looks like it's going to be a nice day.
Shut up and go away.
I beg you.
Shut up! Go and find something useful to do. If you could do anything useful, act up.
Well.
Jordan spun on his heel and walked away, fuming. Argent would pay for that. No one talked to the great Jordan like that and got away with it. Maybe he could hide a snake in the man's bedding. Or his breeches. Roderick watched Jordan stalk off and glanced at Argent.
I think you've upset him.
Good! He gets on my nerves. Always strutting around like a damn peacock. Actors should know their place.
Give him his due. He was rather famous in his day.
Oh, theatricals. Never knew one that was worth the breath it took to damn him. Gypsies and thieves, the lot of them. Never done an honest day's work in their lives.
Be that as it may, the fact is that we need him, Robert. And most of all, we need his willing cooperation. Try not to upset him, for the time being at least. I get the feeling he could do something really creative in the way of sulking if he put his mind to it.
Yes, well...
Robert, how long have we known each other?
20-odd years. Something like that. Most of it seemed to make sense at the time. Why?
Because the only time you get this touchy is when something's troubling you. We've been involved in quite a few schemes over the years. Some came off, some didn't. There's no reason to get yourself worked up, Robert. It's just another scheme, that's all.
I know, Rond. Just another scheme.
Then why are you so tense?
I'm not tense!
You want to shout that again, Robert? I don't think they caught all of that at Castle Midnight.
I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me.
Bull. I've seen men on the way to the headsman's axe who look more relaxed than you do. You're not really worried about the actor, are you? He'll do his job and do it well. He's already so like Victor, it frightens me.
I'm not worried about the actor. I can't stand the man, but he seems competent enough.
Then what is it? What's the problem?
Nothing! I'm fine! Now go away and leave me be, Rod. I'm tired, and I'm wet, and I think I'm starting a cold. I'm really not in the mood for conversation.
He turned away from Roderick and began brushing his horse down with great energy and concentration. Roderick sighed and decided he'd try again later. He knew from long experience that when Argent decided he wasn't going to talk, a team of wild horses couldn't drag one word past his lips.